For I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like you.
Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals who want to grow by learning new things and improving their work. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 34, Solitude of Creativity. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/34. You ready to get started? Let's get into it. It's always interesting when I read something or watch something, and I get an awareness of what is going on deep inside my brain. Recently, I was reading Herzog on Herzog, which is a collection of interviews with filmmaker Werner Herzog. And this was published in 2002, and I read this quote about solitude versus isolation. And I'm going to read that quote to you. Herzog says, "It is my firm belief, and I say this as a dictum, that all these tools now at our disposal, these things part of this explosive evolution of means of communication, mean we are now heading for an era of solitude. Along with this rapid growth of forms of communication at our disposal, be it fax, phone, email, internet, or whatever, human solitude will increase in direct proportion. It might sound paradoxical, but it is not. It might appear that these things remove us from our isolation, but isolation is very different from solitude. When you are caught in a snowdrift in South Dakota, 50 miles from the next town, your isolation can be overcome with a mere cellular phone. But solitude is something more existential." When I read that, I was just kind of blown away by this thought of, in 2002, this filmmaker saying this about solitude. And I think 15 years later, am I seeing the byproduct of what he's talking about? Are we being driven into ourselves more because of these tools? And I prefer to think of it differently for myself. I think 15 years later, if I were to think what was I like 15 years ago, I think that I was someone more desirous of being known. I was uncomfortable with who I was. I was uncomfortable with what I was creating. And I was constantly comparing my work, but I was also very new and very young in my work. But 15 years later, in 2017, I find that I'm okay with being alone. I'm okay with spending time with my own thoughts, and I'm okay in my own skin. I find that I want to compare myself less, and I just want to be comfortable with who I am. I don't want to spend time hoping that someone likes me. And for me, when I think of solitude, I started by just kind of thinking about what is the definition of solitude. And it's really about this quality or state of being alone. It's a lonely place. And so how is that different from isolation? And isolation is to be set apart from others or to select from among others. About being alone, and as most modern people do, did a Google search about the difference between solitude and isolation. And I came across this blog post on a counseling website, and that solitude is something that is actively sought out, and it comes deep within ourselves to really yearn to be alone so that we can learn what it is that we need to learn. Whereas isolation is something that is often avoided and is imposed from outside of ourselves. Think of solitary confinement. So at this point, you're probably wondering, what the heck does this have to do with creativity? What does this have to do with a podcast about learning something new? I oftentimes think that solitude is something that all creative professionals struggle with. Be it the daily pursuit of our work means that we're going to spend more time alone. And depending on the demons that we wrestle with, solitude either feeds them or it's a form of isolation where we don't want to be around other people. And so I think as creative professionals, we really need to get a handle on how we desire to be alone? Is it to really do the best work that we can, or is it something else? In thinking about this Werner Herzog quote about human solitude increasing in direct proportion to the amount of tools, I think about how social media today is really creating this environment where we always have to be saying something. We always have to be giving commentary on daily events. And in a lot of ways, it's causing us to have less mystery about ourselves and other people. And I think that is the heart of what that Herzog quote is really getting at, is that we're having to rely less upon human solitude so that we know exactly how we should feel about someone or something else. I came across a very different quote about solitude recently, and it's from a writer named Thomas Merton. And he wrote in No Man is an Island about solitude, "A person is a person insofar as he has a secret and is a solitude of his own that cannot be communicated to anyone else. If I love a person, I will love that which most makes him a person, the secrecy, the hiddenness, the solitude of his own individual being, which God alone can penetrate and understand. A love that breaks into the spiritual privacy of another in order to lay open all his secrets and besiege his solitude with importunity does not love him. It seeks to destroy what is best in him and what is most intimately his. Solitude is deeply personal. It's deeply spiritual. And I think when it comes to creativity, it's the fuel to what drives the work that we do as creative professionals. I want to share 4 ways to introduce a greater sense of solitude into your work. First, realize that not everything you do or say or create is going to be for an audience. Sometimes the very act of creation is for your own pleasure. There were 2 moments where in my life this was a really powerful lesson. The first was in 2000 when I traveled to Israel with my family, and I was in this most beautiful place and my camera broke, and I was very frustrated because I wanted to be able to share those photos with other people, but I couldn't take photos anymore and I was really upset. But as I reflect upon that trip, I really think that that was a blessing because those moments were just for me at that point. As I walked in this amphitheater, that was just for me. I don't have photos of that place to go back and reflect upon, but I have the memories and I'm okay with that. In 2012, I traveled to Haiti and I had a very similar experience. It was a very intentional experience where I was in a church service, and instead of documenting with the camera this church service, I decided to turn the camera off and just enjoy the service in another language that I had really no idea what was going on. But it was a sense of creative solitude where I didn't want it to be for an audience. I just wanted it in some way selfishly for myself, whereas the 99% of the trip was for an audience. And so as creative professionals, we need to be okay with those moments where we want them just for ourselves. Second, similarly, you don't have to share every thought or idea. You don't have to comment on every world event. You don't have to share everything that you create. I know in past episodes, I'm very adamant about sharing your process and sharing your work, and sharing is a good thing, but not everything. You don't always have to share the sketch that you're not happy with, or maybe the work that you just want for yourself. There are some things okay not shared. I think you as the creative professional need to really define what that threshold for sharing is for you. Third, don't forsake time alone, but also don't keep your friends and family at a distance. This is something that I struggle with as I get older. I want to spend more and more time alone because I don't get as much time alone. But at the same time, I do it at the expense of relationship. And that's not necessarily a good thing. So I need to learn to balance that solitude with my relationships with friends and family. Fourth and finally, spend time defining for yourself the difference between being known and your work being known. It's one thing for our work to be known, but the more we desire fame, to be known as a person, that has potential to intrude upon our sense of solitude and our sense of that secret and that mystery of who we are as people deep, deep within. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this episode. I would appreciate it if you would share this podcast with your friends. You can also subscribe on iTunes, and if you would be so kind to leave me a review letting me know how I'm doing, I would greatly appreciate it. Reach out by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at CM Studios on Instagram, or at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my weekly newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. As I wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with a question. How will you protect your solitude against the onslaught of technology and people that seek to know everything there's to know about you? Spend some time reflecting on that question, and then get out there and get to work.